Hi, everyone. I think that Aya is just very hungry herself, and clearly everybody else is too, so let's make this snappy. Hi, I'm Amanda McDonald Crowley. I'm the Executive Director at iBeam, an art and technology centre based in Chelsea. And for those of you who don't know iBeam, what we are is a wobbly microphone. What we are is an art and technology centre based in Chelsea. We have a focus on education. We provide a space for research and development for artistic creation and production of new art and technological innovation. And we do presentation and public programmes in our space in Chelsea. What we focus on is an open process in that kind of an environment. And as you'll see here, we even take that open process to the street at times, running workshops on the street, displaying art in our windows, and doing research projects there. And in fact, even have a wall that's become a bit of a destination graffiti wall for New York City graffiti writers, much to the chagrin of many of our neighbours in the Chelsea area, I suspect. What we try to do at iBeam is make process transparent. So, you know, lending from even like organisations like the Exploratorium, where I was yesterday, where you can see the labs where people are producing exhibits at iBeam. We also have glass walls so that you can see what's going on behind the lab doors. And I can see at least six or eight people in the audience who sat behind that glass wall to produce their projects and release them out into the world. All of our resources are shared, so we provide a kind of environment where we have a whole range of resources that artists can book, that we can work, we work in a truly collaborative environment, and in that collaboration is key for us. So none of our artists actually get given studio spaces. We figure there are plenty of kind of studio-based residency opportunities for a studio-based practice. What we try to encourage is collaboration and participation. For the purposes of this talk, I'm going to go back a little bit and look at a bit of the history of iBeam and why I think some of the kind of why there are so many iBeamers in the audience here today. And in particular, for the purposes of this talk, I'm going to focus on the R&D lab and the open lab, the origins of what we now call a kind of open culture research process. The R&D lab really provided new tools and emerging technologies for artists. And in fact, the R&D lab wasn't a space, it was an idea. It was set up by Jonah Peretti, who sat around with a bunch of geeks on laptops and came up with cool projects and ideas, mostly software-based projects or for release on the web, viral media projects and events that were run in the space. With support from the MacArthur Foundation, Jonah went on to set up the Open Lab, and the Open Lab really specifically was designed as a home for artists and engineers, hackers and tinkerers to produce work specifically for the public domain. So it's interesting that that kind of concept of the public domain has already come up today. Open content, open source and open fabrication were the kind of three mottos of the space. Open networks, open information, open content, open source, and open fabrication. What that meant then in reality is, I think, some of the things that have already been talked about this morning and that we'll hear more about this afternoon. But so really, what I think is most important about iBeam, in fact, are the people. And here you'll see a list of a range of the people who were in the early R&D lab. Limor was one of the first fellows to come through the lab. The lab, as I said, was set up by Jonah Peretti and Mike Fruman worked alongside him. But when it came to the open source software, people had a really clear idea of what they were doing, and there were norms and principles and a community around it, as we've already heard this morning. What iBeam artists started to do was release projects like the LED throwers that was developed by the Graffiti Research Lab on sites like Instructable. So it was, you know, helping people to understand how something was made and sharing it in that way. And in fact, getting millions and millions of hit and having, as you can see down the side, also a whole range of other projects that were developed off the back of it. Evan and James also started thinking about what it meant to, in an exhibition space, to think about what an open environment might mean. And in the exhibition Open City, they displayed the tools that artists were using to make their work. So again, it was a way of sharing tools and resources in that way. fellows who've left IBM have gone on to set up some really interesting and innovative models for businesses. We've heard already this morning for Limor on her views on open hardware and why she approaches it, and Adafruit Industries is the business model that she's setting up on top of that. Muna, who I think is also in the audience today, set up a site called Electronic Crafts. Again, it's the schematics and the drawings and the tools that she's putting online to help you understand a range of the projects that she's been doing. And the Fat Lab, which, you know, 75% of which are IBM alumni, are, I guess, the kind of punk rock version of what has happened when fellows have left IBM, and really they consider themselves, producing work specifically for the public domain. A free art and technology is their motto, and they call it notorious R&D. What happens then is when artists have gone on to leave IBM, in the instance of the iWriter, for example, which has just won a prize at the Prixars Electronica, there's five different IBM fellows collaborated with a graffiti writer who had developed ALS to develop a new tool, so both using the software and hardware tools that they'd been developing in at IBM. So, which leads us to our current research focus, which is really, we've kind of adopted a range of those processes, and we now run a research group called the Open Culture Research Group, where we've really then started to think about how you share free software, Creative Commons, and other craft practices, and bringing those issues into the debate too, and seeing the sorts of projects that might emerge out of that. Hardware, obviously, is one of the things that has been key to this thread, and you'll see a range of the projects that have been developed at IBM that are open and less open in a whole range of the ways that they've been disseminated. An idea that's also come out of IBM, or it was developed further at IBM, was the concept of R&DIY, research and develop yourself, developed by Britta Riley and her Window Farms project, which is another kind of instantiation of thinking about how you open up this debate. And I think she has something like 40,000 users on her site at the moment, and the project's already forked. It kind of took off in a much bigger way than she imagined it might to start. We share our ideas in as many ways as possible. Open studio visits, where we invite people in to discuss the ideas that we're working on, workshops and discussion groups that come out of that. But really it's the people at IBM, as I said, who really make the key difference. And I think that, you know, for me, what's really critical in that is the fellowship program that we've been running, and how that then influences people. What we're talking about really here is a sense of, you know, if you provide fluid boundaries, then that leads to really concrete developments if you've got the right people in the house. That cross-pollination leads to innovation, cultural as well as technical, and for us that's really key. And which leads to the launching of new ideas of software and hardware. Of course, Aya, who's been a fellow at IBM for 2 years, and we've now just invited back as an honorary fellow, is one of those innovators who's kind of leading the charge. Linking up with Alicia, who's working out of Bug Labs, and kind of partnership between a not-for-profit arts organisation and what kind of research that comes out of there, and Bug Labs research, and the opening hardware summit that I and many of the people in the room who I can see in the room who participated in that, is the sort of research that can come out of the kind of creative environment that we hope we provide, and where I'm really excited that this is taking, you know, a debate that we've had and fought over constantly for years at IBM to the next kind of level. The other thing we do at IBM is hold a really good party. We've got another one coming up on Saturday night. It's called Mixer. Hopefully, when you've all finished with your, it's a way of showcasing a whole range of new works. I actually took out Friedrich's image of the ink scanner, which was also displayed at one of the next mixers, in favour of putting up the image of the next mixer we're doing. But it's a way of showcasing this kind of work. So on Saturday, once you're done with Make Fair, please come on over. Thank you very much.